WZTI Greenfield.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. President Trump says he and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, but not yet Hamas, agreed today at the White House on a 20-point plan to end the war in Gaza.
If Hamas rejects the deal, which is always possible, they're the only one left. Everyone else has accepted it. But I have a feeling that we're going to have a positive answer. But if not, as you know, Bibi, you'd have our full backing to do what you would have to do.
A Hamas official says the group is reviewing the plan, which includes the creation of a peace board that would temporarily govern the enclave. Trump says he will chair that board. Mark Down, the head of the Palestine-Israel program at the Arab Center in Washington, Yusuf Munayyer, as skeptical.
Netanyahu has repeatedly found pretexts in language of agreements to create excuses for not upholding his commitments.
Congressional leaders met at the White House today with President Trump and Vice President Vance to see if they could all reach some kind of an agreement that would keep large parts of the government from beginning to shut down early Wednesday morning. It didn't go well. The two sides say they remain far apart. WTOP reporter Mike Murillo says there are concerns that if a shutdown indeed happens, it would be more disruptive than any that have come before.
I don't think we've seen anything like this before.
Kerry Clower, an economist at George Mason University in Virginia, says this isn't just about furloughs. Agencies are preparing for permanent layoffs that could reshape parts of the federal workforce.
It makes it just a lot more uncertain about, you know, how long would it last and what the net impacts would be.
He says many contractors and nonprofits are already struggling, and a prolonged shutdown could push many over the edge.
CBS News climate reporter Tracy Wolf has learned that the Trump administration is going to give the coal industry a lot of money.
The Department of Energy is providing $625 million in subsidies to coal companies, recommissioning and retrofitting existing coal power plants. The Department of the Interior also announced it was opening up more than 13 million acres of federal land for additional coal leasing. Environmentalists heavily criticized the announcements, saying coal power is one of the dirtiest energy sources available due to the air pollution it generates.
California Governor Gavin Newsom signed an AI safety bill into law today. It's the first of its kind in the nation. The law requires big AI companies to publicly disclose their safety and security protocols. The major AI companies didn't oppose the bill. At the closing bell on Wall Street, the Dow was up slightly, the S&P 500 up more than 0.25%, NASDAQ up almost 0.5%. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Do Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis symptoms keep coming back? Tremfya, guselkumab, may help, with rapid remission achieved at 12 weeks and lasting clinical remission at 1 year. Some even saw visible improvement of their intestinal lining at 12 weeks and 1 year. Tremfya is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderately to severely active Crohn's disease and adults with moderately to severely active ulcerative colitis. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections and liver problems may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Healing is possible with Tremfya. Approximately 3 out of 10 patients were in endoscopic remission at 1 year, based on areas visualized on colonoscopy, which may not represent the deeper bowel layer or entire GI tract. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor about Tremfya today. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
If you want to get a tax credit when you buy an electric vehicle in this country, you best get to Stepan. The federal program ends tomorrow night.
The expiring tax credits, along with generous carmaker incentives, have electric vehicle sales at record levels. As of October 1st, EVs will need to compete head-to-head with gasoline-powered vehicles. Cox Automotive Stephanie Valdez-Streedy says that's a problem.
This affordability gap poses a real challenge for sustained EV adoption, especially as the federal tax credit phases out.
Valdez-Streedy says more affordable models are needed to sustain EV growth. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
A widely acclaimed film about rebellion and resistance in modern-day America opened strong in theaters in North America over the weekend. One battle after another sold $22.4 million in tickets. The movie cost $170 million to make and lasts almost 3 hours. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stretch of dry and unseasonably mild temps are ahead. Partly cloudy for tonight, a low in the upper 50s to 60. Mainly sunny for tomorrow, a high in the mid-70s. Temps through the 70s for the rest of the week, near 80 by Friday. Right now it's 73.
Timeless hits on WRJN. Hey, good evening. Just after 6 o'clock. And Chris Morrow, glad you're along as we roll through a whole Monday night together. Obviously, no Brewer baseball tonight. We'll talk more about the playoff scenario in a few minutes on WRJN.
Just got home from Illinois. Locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest. Listening to Buck Owens, do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, 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 one less apparition provided by magician. Do, 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 looking out my back door.
Memorial Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Timeless hits on WRJN. Time to crack a cold one. Here comes a silver bullet train right through the wall of the radio station. Having a Coors Light.
We'll be right back.
dances there. Land of a Thousand Dances, Wilson Pickett on WRJN. Your home for local news and timeless hits. Good evening, Chris Morrow, just after 6. And no Brewers baseball tonight. Of course, the postseason begins for Milwaukee Saturday. Don't know the exact time of the game yet, but we'll have it here on WRJN Saturday. And again, the following Monday is a host a couple of games of the National League Divisional Series. Brewer baseball, we're going to take it all the way through the World Series here on WRJN.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Water's incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
If you like to ride, this is some of the most enjoyable weather of the year. The temps are cooler and the scenery is just about as beautiful as it gets. But make sure that you keep your focus on the road ahead, because a motorcycle accident can happen in a split second. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any type of accident, phone the Lawyer Who Rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. He's definitely the guy you want on your side. Call or visit him today at hoglawyer.com.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Following Brewers Sunday home games, all kids ages 14 and under can come down to the field and run the bases at American Family Field, courtesy of Aurora Healthcare. The post-game kids run the bases line begins along the first baseline on the field level.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
On WRJN, your home for local news, timeless hits, and the Dave Clark Five.
To feel the way I do. wrong to say I don't think of you. 'Cause when you say these things, you know it makes me blue. Give me one kiss and I'll be happy. Just to be here with you.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, Reaching Racine Beyond the Radio. Online at WRJN.com.
news and timeless hits on WRJN, home of our Text to Win contest. Go for the green and gold. Next keyword coming up just after 7 o'clock tonight on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, and the green and gold. WRJN. Hits on WRJN. Hey, Chris Morrow, glad you're along as we watch the sunset on what turned out to be another beautiful day in Racine. More of that coming up all week with temperatures in the 70s and 80s.
local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Shines her light on the city nights. And I gotta catch a noon train. I gotta be there on time. Oh, it feels so good to know she waits at the end of the line. Sweet, sweet city woman. I can see your face, I can hear your voice, I can almost touch you. I can hear your voice, I can almost touch you. Sweet, sweet city woman. On the banjo and me, we got a few for singing.
She was just a walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Natural as can be a singer. We walk on to my door. I didn't, so
now we're together nearly every single day singing.
News, timeless hits, WRJN, Medford Man. And Chris Morrow getting ready to do another one of our multi-state text-to-win keywords just after 7 o'clock tonight. Your chance to win tickets to see the Green and Gold play Minnesota with indoor club seats in November, so you'll be warm. Listen for your chance to text the keyword for me again just after 7 o'clock tonight. When you do, go to our Civic Media app. You can text it that way. It'll come right to the computers here in the studio, and somebody could win the cash and jewelry and be registered to win the green and gold tickets. Our contest being sponsored by Royal Construction, Building Dreams Together, and by Vessel Services. Roofing repairs and replacements that restore or peace of mind. Text to win just after 7 tonight on WRJN.
It's game time with WRJN Big Deals. Score big with discounted gift certificates from your local favorites. Mahoffers on Main, X-Golf Kenosha, The New Cafe. Don't miss the action. The Big Deal of the Day drops twice a week. And keep listening to WRJN for details on our brand new flash sales. Go to WRJN.com. Click the Big Deals banner and get in on the savings game with WRJN Big Deals.
Something new is waking up Racine. The New Cafe, where elevated brunch and lunch classics meet a bold Mexican twist. Think fluffy, delicious pancakes, crave-worthy breakfast tacos, the daring triple threat. A menu designed to wow. Pair it with signature coffee, and you've got more than a meal. You've got an experience. Upscale, energetic, and full of heart. They're a gathering place where neighbors, friends, and visitors feel at home. The New Cafe. Taste the city vibe right here at 600 Main Street, downtown Racine.
There's still plenty of work to do before you put away your tools for another year, so if you need help with the chores ahead, just phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. They do the work that you hate to do yourself. Fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, power washing, you name it. And when it comes to tree removal, the pros at Get Her Done are tremendous. They're also insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Call them today at 262-220-2555 and Get Her Done.
These eyes cry every
to hold you again. These eyes are crying. These eyes have seen a lot of loves, but they're never gonna see another one like I had with you. These eyes are crying. These eyes have seen a lot of loves, but they're never gonna see another one like I had with you.
Guess Who on WRJN for 98 years, Racine's home for local news, now timeless hits. Here she comes, walking down the street, Mary from the Association, WRJN. News, timeless hits, WRJN, the Association. Along comes Mary. And I'm Chris Morrow, coming along here just after 7 o'clock in the CBS News. I've got the Beach Boys coming up, Herman's Hermits, and Neil Diamond, too, along with our next Text to Win keyword just after 7 on WRJN.
Give me good love. woke up this morning, you were on my mind, and you were on my mind. I got troubles, oh, I got worries, oh, I got wounds to bind. So I went to the corner just to ease my pain. Like me, they long to be.
close to you.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. President Trump says he and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, but not yet Hamas, agreed today at the White House on a 20-point plan to end the war in Gaza.
If Hamas rejects the deal, which is always possible, they're the only one left. Everyone else has accepted it. But I have a feeling that we're going to have a positive answer. But if not, as you know, Bibi, you'd have our full backing to do what you would have to do.
A Hamas official says the group is reviewing the plan, which includes the creation of a peace board that would temporarily govern the enclave. Trump says he will chair that board. Mark Down, the head of the Palestine-Israel program at the Arab Center in Washington, Yusuf Manayer, as skeptical.
Netanyahu has repeatedly found pretexts in language of agreements to create excuses for not upholding his commitments.
Congressional leaders met at the White House today with President Trump and Vice President Vance to see if they could all reach some kind of an agreement that would keep large parts of the government from beginning to shut down early Wednesday morning. It didn't go well. The two sides say they remain far apart. WTOP reporter Mike Murillo says there are concerns that if a shutdown indeed happens, it would be more disruptive than any that have come before.
I don't think we've seen anything like this before.
Carrie Clower, an economist at George Mason University in Virginia, says this isn't just about furloughs. Agencies are preparing for permanent layoffs that could reshape parts of the federal workforce.
It makes it just a lot more uncertain about, you know, how long would it last and what the net impacts would be.
He says many contractors and nonprofits are already struggling, and a prolonged shutdown could push many over the edge.
CBS News climate reporter Tracy Wolf has learned that the Trump administration is going to give the coal industry a lot of money.
The Department of Energy does providing $625 million.